Now on to the letters to the Evening News. First of all, Paul Milner of Sheringham tackles the divisive subject of Brexit. He writes, "Well, he's really set the cat among the pigeons, Starmer that is, with his closer to EU deal. On the one hand, he's deemed traitor to Union flag-waving Brits, and on the other, he's a hero to those EU-loving Remainers, who see it as the first step to Britain being back in the embrace of Brussels. Frankly, it's neither. It's simply an attempt to have a working arrangement with our European neighbours. We have America marching backwards and Russia marching forwards, making it very important for Europe to combine resources and know-how to form a coherent defensive bloc. Our Prime Minister is not to everyone's taste, but he's not stupid, and to even think about opening up the Brexit in or out can of worms would be political suicide."
The importance of libraries is emphasised by Peter Kemp of Norwich. "Nothing novel in this, but I suggest reading for pleasure is one of the most important things one can do. Libraries and librarians should be valued and developed along with the times. People of all backgrounds use our libraries where ideas are exchanged, shared and understood. The best way to raise literate citizens is to teach children to enjoy reading. Young people properly educated through reading and support will hopefully find their way in the world more effectively. I feel inspired to write this letter because, after a long break, I've resumed a wide range of reading, utilising books from Norfolk and Cambridge's excellent library service. Going around Norwich's central library, I've noticed many people, heads down, studying and enjoying the wide range of books and activities, from art to talks to singing and family history, all of which I have availed."
The city's football club has apparently announced it's to shift to digital ticketing, that is, on your smartphone, rather than a physical ticket. DJ Taylor of Norwich voices his concern as he writes, "As a Norwich City season ticket holder, I recently received an email informing me that the club will be moving to digital ticketing. I'm lucky enough to possess the smartphone required to cope with this, but my sympathies go out to the substantial percentage of supporters, most of them elderly people, who don't own one. Yet another case of an organisation deciding to introduce a measure that's convenient to itself but not to its customers, and the club deserves every complaint that it will undoubtedly get."
Melvin Webb of North Walsham weighs in also with a critical view of this decision. NCFC have decided to change to a smartphone season ticket. Why? It's illogical. Look at the facts. The current season ticket card fits in a shirt pocket, doesn't need a battery, provides instant access at the turnstile, and is secure because it's just a ticket. A smartphone is bulky, requires a contract, a battery that needs charging, and is subject to theft and failure. I'm not anti-smartphones. I was in computer research and prototyping and introduced many IT systems to organisations. But this move is a backward step. Why replace a simple, reliable, low-user-cost system?
Finally, Peter Kemp again. This time he highlights the importance of the common earthworm. Charles Darwin chose the earthworm to be the most useful creature on the planet, naming it Nature's Plough. Mr. Darwin commented, "It may be doubted whether there are many other animals which have played so important a part in world history as have these creatures. Most of us may be unaware of the significance of the earthworm, and nowadays rarely see one. We take these engineers of the soil for granted. Without them, life would be poorer and eventually cease. Soil would grow barren, unproductive gardens, fields and farms would produce only very poor crops, if any at all. Earthworms recycle decaying plant material, turning it into natural plant food and putting nutrients back into the soil. But also, with their constant unseen twisting and turning in the earth, they help rainwater soak through the soil and provide food for foxes, frogs, badgers and other animals. Recent reliable research has shown earthworms contribute towards cleaning up polluted land by digesting and excreting the noxious substances, turning it back to rich, fertile ground. Earthworms are miniature unsung heroes and heroines. Many of our current environmental issues can seem overwhelming, when in fact they're not, because every issue and problem has an answer and resolution. Ironically, so much of this, and a better future, is in the power of the humble earthworm. Leonardo da Vinci, a famous Italian scientist and inventor, wrote, "We know more about the movement of celestial bodies than about the soil and its contents underfoot." As a farmer's son and someone interested in the well-being of our home, I feel it's important to be upbeat and spread the word.